On Worcester State University Week, women of different races respond differently to female sexuality in the media. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Catherine Frazier, assistant professor of psychology, digs into why.
The sexualization of women and girls in U.S. media is old news. For decades, psychologists have warned of the harmful effects of exposure to images that depict women as sex objects and equate a woman's value with her physical appearance. Effects including declines in body esteem and self-esteem, and increases in disordered eating. However, the rise of shows like Desperate Housewives and Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and musical artists like Miley Cyrus and Cardi B, emphasizes a new kind of woman in the media, one who is sexy by choice and uses her sexuality to get what she wants. This new brand of sexualization has been celebrated as feminist and empowering, but its actual impact on women and girls is unclear. To study this, I conducted in-depth interviews with 15 women of varied ages, races, class backgrounds, and sexual orientations. Interestingly, exposure to sexualized media was reliably linked to body insecurity. White women felt particularly compelled to meet the sexy beauty standards celebrated in the media. White women were also more likely than women of other races in the sample to discuss dieting and beauty practices as issues relevant to their self-esteem. On the other hand, women of color in the sample were more critical of the media, and they did not identify with the sexualized images they saw. This finding supports the theory that racial and ethnic identity may act as a protective factor against gender stereotypical messages in the media. Despite the so-called feminist spin placed on today's images of sexy women in the media, exposure to these images does not appear to have an uplifting or empowering effect on viewers. In fact, the persistent linking of women's value to their bodies remains just as harmful as ever.
That was Catherine Frazier of Worcester State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.